משנה חגיגה דף יוד brings down the פסוק כהרורים התלויים בסהור, like mountains that are hanging and are here, שמיקרו מועט זה לא בפסוקים והלוחס מרובס. The Gemara says it's going in Hilchei Shabbos, המלוכה שאין צריכה לגופו, מקלקל דובר שאינו מסכוון, הורים התלויים בסעור. זה פשט, it's הורים, it's big. אבל תלויים בסעור, ממש, with little סבורס, you could change every little thing. So I want בעזרת השם today a little bit to try to go over the halachas that are nogea to fridges. Maybe we'll try a couple more things. And people have to know, you know, a lot of people can come up to the Shemaim, they think they're Shemway Shabbos. They come up to the Shemaim, they will show them they're Mechal Shabbos every Shabbos. It's kimat in most fridges today in Klal Yisrael. If you open the fridge, you're Michal Shabbos. I paid a special technician to come to my house this week to go over all of my fridges. Two fridges, three freezers, for different reasons. But I was scared of Michal Shabbos. I said, I can't speak out to people to stop to be Michal Shabbos before I check it myself that I'm not a Michal Shabbos. So I want maybe a little bit to go over all the steps why some people open fridges, some people didn't open fridges, and slowly how it became more usur and usur till today you're not allowed to open a fridge in Shabbos. You know what you think, it doesn't make sense. You know, Bali Tshuva also think like that when they start to do tshuva, like what, I'll start to eat kosher? It sounds to me exactly like Bayun. I'll stop to open the fridge. And the Balei Tshuva, Baruch Hashem, a lot of them came back and they became fruit. So we don't have to be scared. We don't have to be scared to start to try to keep Shabbos. It's hard to keep Shabbos. It's a pillar of the Kazakh. It's so easy today to keep Shabbos. And 99% of the people that have a fridge in Shabbos have a Chal Shabbos every Shabbos. Try maybe to Melabit Zchus. Maybe it's not such a big Gehenna, they only get a small Gehenna. We'll see. But I'm again Kaseida. I want to start step by step, and we'll try to go over the Shilas. A person has a fridge. We're speaking the old mechanic fridge. What do you have in the dearest yet? Yeah, old fridge. Start with the old fridge. And there's a light. You know, the way they did the fridges is that when you open the fridge, there'll be a light. Like this, it's dark. It's like it's choshech. So when you open it, it's light. This is the way it's done. The old way, it's like a button that when you open the button, it sticks out. The light goes out. The newer fridges is a magnet. When the magnet open the fridge, the magnet is not there. The light goes out. Some people have like these waves that sensitive. That the door is open, it's the better fridges. But when you open the fridge, the light goes out. So the first shaila is, you have a fridge that no one took out the bulb, and you're going to open the fridge in Shabbos. But if you open the fridge, the light will go out. You're allowed to open the fridge, or you're not allowed to open the fridge. What is the shaila? I especially want to start misudah, the way we try to build our halachos here, that the Eilam will know the Teuchah, not only the Piske Halachas. If a person opens the fridge, as in Shabbos is a klal, davar she'eino miskaven is mutar. Davar she'eino miskaven is mutar on Shabbos. The Gemara brings down the marshal. A person takes a bench and he pulls the bench on the floor and he makes a crack. A charitz. He makes a crack in the floor. He makes a charitz in the floor. So he's choyresh. But it's davar she'eino miskaven. He doesn't mean to make it. So the halacha is davar she'eino miskaven and Shabbos is mutar. Even that you know that it will happen. But if you davar she'eino miskaven and Shabbos is mutar. The Gemara brings down the case of davar she'eino miskaven, a nazir. He combs his hair. Or he washes it with soap. Could be he will lose some hair. Nazir is not allowed to lose some hair. But his enemy is coming. He just wants to rinse his hair. It's davar she'eino miskaven. A person has to make a bris milah to his son. But punk, the makam amila is a tzaras. But he's not mechaven to take off the tzaras. It's a lav, yishama benega a tzaras. He's mechaven to do a bris milah. That's davar she'eino miskaven. Davar she'eino miskaven, machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yude. We pass in davar she'eino miskaven as muta. Davar she'eino miskaven as muta. But, zog de gmore, moide Reb Shimon be psik reishe. If it for sure will happen, then we don't say davar she'eino miskaven as muta. So when it's a psik reishe that it will happen, you don't say davar she'eino miskaven is mutar. So we pass in davar she'eino miskaven is mutar, but not when it's a psik reishe. Give you an example. Person opens a window near a candle. Gan Shulchan Aruch shteit you're not allowed to because the psik reishe that the candle will blow out. But Lama Zogin, it's not for sure that the wind will blow it out. So you're allowed to open the window. You're opening the window because there's no air, you're choking. The candles will go off. Ain't a miskaven. Davar she'eino miskaven is muta. But if it's psik reishe that when I open the window, the candles will blow out. Davar she'eino miskaven be psik reishe is also. So when you want to open the door of the fridge, you're not mechaven the light to go out. You just need to take out the food. Davar she'eino miskaven, but it's a psik reishe. So you're not allowed to open the fridge. So if there's a light inside, and when you open the fridge, the light will go on. Davar she'eino miskaven b'psik reishe is also. As a machlekes, if psik reishe, this is the reise. What if it's loy nichale? He's not enjoying the psik reishe. So as machlekes rishonim, the Oruch says that it's mutar. We pass that it's also, at least with the rabbanon. Here it's a psik reishe de nichale. He's happy that the light goes out. Well, he's not happy because he wants to keep Shabbos. This the Pesach Mishteh. This doesn't make it leinichale. So he's happy that the light goes out. So some people said, but if he closes his eyes, so he's not enjoying the light. So it's a psikreishe de leinichale. But it's also with the Rabbanah. So there's no eitzah in the world to open a fridge if you didn't shut the light. One eitzah is Rebbe Kotler and Rav HaGoyen and Rav Moshe Feinstein. To tell a goy to open. You're not allowed to tell a goy to open the light in Shabbos. You're not allowed to hint to a goy to open the light in Shabbos. Not like some people think you're allowed to. Yeah, you're not allowed to. So why are you allowed to tell the goy to open the fridge? Because we paskin, be'amir le'nochri is no isur of psikreishen. 10 times in Mishnebura. Right, 3 times you say, forget about 10 times in Mishnebura state, that is mutar. Reish Nun Gimel, Reish Lamed Zayin. Reish Ayin Zayin. When I finish. So you're allowed to tell the guy to open the fridge. This is Shitas Roiva Poiskim. Roiva Poiskim. Rabban Kotler, Rabban Moshe Feinstein. You're allowed. Rabban Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is Machmir. Shemazam al-Erebach holds, you're not allowed to tell a goy to open the fridge. Hopefully in the Hemshech Hashir we'll try to explain Pshat, why Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is machmir not to tell the guy to open the fridge. But chutz Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you're allowed to tell the guy to open the fridge. The same thing is, you open the fridge and you realize that the light went on. You're not allowed to close the fridge. Because when you close the fridge, you will shut the light. So the answer is, you put a towel over the fridge so it doesn't close.
Him having a no from the light when it goes off. It's not really a no.
So it's not a no. So what? So gracious also. Kash isn't there. See that? So, that's the halacha. Now, this is kol zman is a light. So if it's a light, you're not allowed to open it. If you open it, you're not allowed to close it. But you're allowed to tell a guy to open the fridge for you. If you misupik, if they took out the light or not. So zogim shum zamer ayabach. It's a, be'etzem like this. In a normal fridge, there's no suffix. Again, if you have an old fridge in a yeshiva and you misupik if there's a light inside, this is taka festa suffix. Yeah? A lot of the second hand, the fifth hand fridge, the light really doesn't work. So it's a suffix. So the Mishnah Bura, suffix psikresha le she'oval, the Mishnah Bura le Maisa says, and a suffix psikresha, the Mishnah Bura says, like a tchila you have to be machmir. B'di'evet, b'di'raisis, you have to be machmir, b'di'rabonot, you don't have to be machmir. So, the Ma'aseh of Shem Zalman says that if you have a normal house, and you're misupik if you took out the light or not, mi'ikar adin not to open the fridge, is a chazoke that you didn't take off, you didn't shut the light before Shabbos. If you're misupik if it's an old fridge or not, that's a suffix segregation. But if it's a normal fridge, you're misupik if they changed the timer or not, for Shabbos or not, so misafik is a chazoke gamaisa. Shas atcha godel, maybe is a chazoke that every Erev Shabbos you do it. So that time happens, the person, his wife had to go to the hospital before Shabbos. He doesn't remember if she took care of the fridge or not. If someone gives you a deer for Shabbos, you go to the fridge, you're not so sure if before Shabbos the guy turned off the switch or not. So like a tchila, you can't open the fridge. But this is, everyone knows that. I think here, no one opens a fridge and there's a light inside. We'll go to the second chalik. The second chalik is, a person doesn't have a light in the fridge. Again, we're going at the old fridges. A person doesn't have a light in the fridge. He wants to open the fridge in Shabbos, to take out a drink. Now, there's two cases, and we'll speak on both cases. Is when the motor is working, and when it's not working. When it's working, most sheet of salt is no problem to open it. When it's not working, Rebaron Kotler and Reb Moshe Feinstein say is also to open the fridge. And I will explain. The way the fridge works, it gives cold air, it goes cold. Why it doesn't freeze? When the temperature comes, so the number that you set it, the motor of the machine stops to work. Then it gets warm, it starts to work. Then it gets cold, it stops to work. How the fridge knows? So the old fridges for sure didn't know, yeah? So how they know? There's a thermostat inside. What is the system of the thermostat? When electricity goes through, the motor works. When electricity doesn't go through, it doesn't work. So they have a wire, so we speak on the old fridges, a wire that goes from one to the other side. In the middle is the place that is the thermostat. When that thing gets hot, it spreads, so there's a connection in between, it's a circuit. When it's cold, you know, when cold things get smaller, when they're hot, they get bigger. So when it gets cold, it starts to get small, so there's no connection of the two wires. When it gets warm, it starts to spread. And again, it gets out. I say, the chayzer chalila. Now the fridge is not running. It's off. You open the door, what happens? Hot air comes in. So if you will not open the fridge, the cold air will stay in the fridge, and after an hour, 2 hours, it will get warm and it will start eventually to work. You open the fridge, hot air blew in, and in half an hour it goes on. It's very hot outside, in 10 minutes it goes on. So by you opening the fridge, you cause the machine to start to work in 20 minutes. Instead of working in 2 hours, you made him to work in 20 minutes. Zogt Rebaun Kotlo, you mechalal Shabbos. Zogt Rebaun Moshe Feinstein, you mechalal Shabbos. When the machine is working, when the motor is working. So when you open it, what happens? Hot air comes in. So it's vital to start carrying out the work, right? So you're making the working to carry on. That is no problem. It's working. So what are you doing now? You're not, when it's working. So it means the wires are connected. Now soon it will become smaller. You open the fridge. Hot air came in. So it stays big. So it's carry on working. You didn't stop it to work. You didn't make it to work. You didn't let it to become cold to stop to work. The mushroom they bring down is a wind, is a candle inside the house, and is a wind. You close the window, so the wind can come in. You mechal Shabbos. Now it's lighting because of you. If you would not close the window, it will blow out. Someone is about to shut the light. You catch him. Mechal Shabbos. No shaykes. So it's working. Now what is happening? Soon it will get cold and it will go off. You're not letting it. You're stopping the cold air to get the thermostat. It's no problem. But when it's off, and you open it, you're causing it to go out. Someone is in America for sure, he has to listen to Rabbi and Rabbi Moshe. You're never allowed to open a fridge when it's not running. This, everyone knew. I think there's not one person here that opens a fridge when it's not running. Right? You know a person that opens a fridge when it's not running? I know. Rayamaki, I don't know. Rayamaki, I don't know. Came Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he was matir. My Rebbe was matir. My Rebbe was matir. So people that keep all of his chumras could also, yeah. Like, there was a bacher today, he told me that he thinks if his parents will tell him to open, he will rely on Reb Shlomo Zalman. As kibud aveim, he didn't learn the sugya dafei. As kibud aveim, he will listen to Reb Shlomo Zalman. And what your parents will ask you to do? To open, to take out a bottle of soda and to open it. And I said, and then how? But to open it is, it's also Chil Shabbos. Well, then you realize it's someone else and you're allowed to open the bottle. So you have to know, like, again, so Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was matir. And a lot of Klal Yisrael were relying on Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. What was the heter of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? And here we have to know, what was the heter of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is in Tshuva and Sefer Mincha Shloime Simen Yud. It's good to learn once the Tshuva. If it's the Akdoma, exactly how a fridge works. That's not Stam that he gave the Akdoma. First he wanted people to know. After I sat with someone this week, for over 12 hours, I learned exactly how fridges work. And then I asked him one kasha, the whole fridge is ugishlocked. He said, that you don't ask, when you learn science, you don't ask questions. I think the whole thing is ugifrek. He said he doesn't know if it's ugifrek or not. The mice in the fridge works. So, okay, but that's a poshut. I'm saying I don't know. It's a bazoon or shmuz. You have to know how it exactly works. But why Rav Shlomo Zalman said it? Because we'll see in a second that all of the tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman is not relevant anymore to today. And the Melech Rav Shlomo Zalman will move to the side of the Oisrim, and the person that opened the fridge doesn't have a known to be Seimach. This is what we were trying to get to. Now I'm trying to explain to you the problem. We have to know. Reb Aaron Mishnas Rabbaron Tshuva Simen Dalet Hei Chilul Shabbos, he calls it. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Or Achaim Chelik Beis, the Grey Shchof Beis, the Tshuva. think Simon Reish Chof Beis. It's Chelek Beis, I think Reish Chof Beis. Why did it say? So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was Matir. Why Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was Matir? Shlomo Zalman came and he said like this. My heter is based on a couple of shtiklach. Shtikl one, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, he thinks that opening the fridge is a psikresha deloy nichalei. Rabbi Shlomo explains it's nichalei. He wants the fridge to start to work, right? If the heat, without Shabbos, if the heat will raise inside the fridge, the milk will get sour. Right? So he wants, when it gets hot, that the machine will start to work. So it's a psikresha de nichalei, it's a day rice, and ishta rabbana. Shlomo Zalman says he thinks a psikresha de loy nichalei. Why? When he opens the fridge, he would wish that the cold air will stay inside and the hot air would not come in. And then the fridge will not need more electricity. Nebach, the cold air goes out, the hot air goes in, then he wants the fridge to go on. But up to him, let the hot air to stay outside, let the fridge to stay cold. It's nichalei that the hot air comes in. He would prefer that the hot air will not come in. If we'll have a system that the hot air doesn't come in, it'd be the best. So b'meile, you're right that when the hot air comes in, it's nichalei that the fridge goes on. But he prefers that this will not happen. It's dark as dick. Also the time that this only helps when someone opens the fridge to take out a bottle. But if you want to put in the hot shunt into the fridge, so then be your dime, you're putting hot air in. So that the head of the Shekhar. The head of Rav Shlomo Zalman will not work. But first he said, it's the creation of the Lord Nichalei. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, electricity and Shabbos, why is also? What is the issue to open electricity and Shabbos? So to turn on a light is mavil. But when there's no light, what is the issue? So the Chazon Ish said, it's boine. Right, they say the Welt says a vitz that when they were chalek in the Chazon Ish, everyone was bekav the Chazon Ish. They said that you're allowed to use electricity in Shabbos. Only that's a vitz. Why? The Chazon Ish didn't find no melacha chutz from boine. When boine is finished, so mele it's gomish. Yeah, Chazon Ish didn't find no melacha. But Chaval, it's day rice. It's boine. So first, it's a big machlekes if it's called boine or not. You're building the circuit. So sister, it's also called a binyan. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think that boine is the most. I'll tell you, it's a big Rav Shlomo Zalman. Some rabbanim hold, you know, they have these little cars for kids that you wind it, and then the car goes around, and then after 2 minutes, he rests. You know these kind of cars. Some rabbanim hold that you're not allowed to wind it in Shabbos. It's boine. You're giving power. It's exactly like electricity. Yeah? It's a little power, small. You're giving power into the spring. Like you're not allowed to wind, if someone's watch doesn't work. Right? You're not allowed to wind the watch in Shabbos. Right? To fill up your watch. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos? For sure not. Why? Boine. Mishnabur means not boine. So they want the answer to wind the cars in Shabbos. Mishnabur Zalman holds a tzmuto lekatchile. Says why? A watch that doesn't work is broken. A car that is not wind is not broken. Oiva avoy, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, if the car will not stop running. The car just runs around. You have a sugar, yeah? So the tenet is, this car, the way it works, on and off, on and off. This is the heft of the car. The heft of the car is, it's a car, I wind it, and it goes, and it stops. This is the heft, right? But oiva avoy, if someone will have a car, you wind it, and this is it. You throw it out the window. The mele, it's not as in the kubel, the basement roshenu shel Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to wind it in Shabbos. Some people hold yichayev chatos. Shlomo Zalman holds the katchila, you're allowed to. Even if you want the machmer for the kids, for sure you're allowed to let them to wind the car in Shabbos. You have to understand that you're laughing. It's nageh at the car, but it's nageh beetzem to every person now. But they changed it already. But till a year and a half ago. No, in Atzisol, in America, until 5 years ago, in Atzisol, they have these rocking chairs for the kids. You know, the kids cry. So I'm all, you have to shake the kid. Today, you buy a chair, you put him inside, the chair rocks it. Now, so there's two ways. There's one that have batteries. So then you press a button, that rocks the kid. In the old days, in Atzisol, you had something. You wind it for 5 minutes, and it rocked the kids for 20 minutes. So again, these rabbanim asked, Shlomo Zalman says, also it's mutter. The person doesn't want to have a chair racking in the house the whole time. So it's normal, yeah? The pshat is, the heft of the chair is, you rack it. You can light it with a spring. That's in the head of Shlomo Zalman Reuerbach. B'meile, Zok Shlomo Zalman Reuerbach, Baina is when you put a koyach, you open a circuit. The system of the fridge is a thermostat. Oiva avoy if it will work the whole time, the fridge will freeze. Oiva avoy if it will not work, the fridge will be hot. On and off, on and off. That's the mahalach. You don't want it to be the whole time. This circuit needs to be connected off, connected off, connected off. So it's not called baina. It's a system that exists that is not called baina. Maybe the Chazanish will be matirat. And even if a little spark will go on, he's not mechaven, he doesn't want sparks. So spoil the fridge. And also, who said a spark is a meloche? It's en b'mamish, could be the tzaitzis. And maybe it's another heter. Maybe it's grome. Maybe it's grome. You're not doing it directly. You're opening the fridge. Hot air comes in, goes to the thermostat. As Reis of Rav Shmuel Zalman, that grome b'psikreisha is muta. We pass in grome is also with the rabbanon. But grome b'psikreisha is muta. It's Rav Shmuel Zalman's chiddush. So maybe the fridge is grome. Maybe it's loy nichale. Maybe it's not a meloche. B'meile, and that is based on the Torah of Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, that you're allowed to open the fridge when it's not working. Not such a... Rav Shmuel Zalman was matter. So a lot of you are saying Rav Shmuel Zalman, right? The ones that open the fridge when it's not working. But all the fruit people will make me when it's working, but the Leichter will make it. What happened today? Two things, three things. We'll get step by step. Most of the fridges, or at least the freezers, have today a fan. When you open the fridge, the fan goes off. When you close the fridge, the fan goes out. And I will explain, I want to be very technical. Today, they decided to help. You know, you make a fridge, you want to save energy. So they made a little fan, like when you have an air conditioner, right, in a room. If right, you could press first, you press 19, you want it to be very cold. Then you have three buttons. A little bit fan, stronger fan, very strong fan. Well, if you do the very strong fan, the room gets very cold. If you don't do a strong fan, it doesn't get so much cold. You leave it out for 10 years, the room will freeze. What helps the big fan? It takes the cold air and sends them all over. So they want the fridge like when it's cold outside. If it's a wind, and the temperature goes down right away at 10%. So they want to use the energy of the freezer. So the place that it's cold, they have a fan that sends the cold air all over the place. You don't see the fan when you open the fridge. It's behind the little holes where you can... And the corner is there inside is a kind of fan that blows the air. And you came out in the new fridges, you put your hand there, you could see, not only you see cold air coming in, you feel cold air could blow out. Came the company and said, but if this fan will work when the door is open, all the cold air will blow out. We prefer when the door is open, let the matzah to stay. Hot air comes in. If you open a fan and you open the door, all the cold air will go out. Then the fridge will have to work for a ganzavoida. So they made a zazach. When you open it, the fan goes off. You close it, the fan goes on. It's a b'meile. It's not anymore grome. This is a ma'ase b'yodayim.
How does the fridge know it's open?
How the fridge knows that it's open? It's that little button tells them.
Wait.
Okay, wait. Second. So the marshal. Some people where the main fan is in the freezer. So he puts the button and the light in the bottom. But there's another sense that tells him when the freezer door is open, that he knows that or through a button, or through a magnet, or through these IM waves, that they know that the door is open. And b'meila, when you open the fridge, or the marshal, a lot of people that think like him put a button. A freezer is no button. No light in the freezer, they didn't put lights in the big freezers, yeah? So there's no button to put on, right? But every time when you open the freezer, the fan goes off. Every time when you close your freezer, some people have like a whole freezer, only freezer. So there is no light in the cloud. So no one has to stick something before Shabbos there. But the fan goes on. So when you do that, you mechal Shabbos. So if you have a fan, So the marshal, my fridge, I had the fridge check, has a fan. I have something for Shabbos built in, but that I knew already before. But my normal fridge was bought, sharp fridge, bought 10 years ago, 5 years ago, has a fan. You open the door, you close the fan. You close the door, you open the fan. So it's not had. But on that, like Yosef is saying, it's easier to take care of it. You could maybe put up a sticker on it. Or so what people do is, they find where's the fan, they put something to stop the fan. So either they stop the fan to work even when it's both ways, or they make it to work both ways. Either way, but if you don't take care of the fan, some people don't put on the button. They just take out the bulb of the light and finish. So these people never put on a sticker, right? So these people are Mechal Shabbos. So, and not only that, dear, you don't have, it's not like a thermostat could be. There the pshat is, the fan goes out when you need it and it's closed. A thermostat is made to go on and off. Dear, you had the heter of Shlomo Zalman, that machine works like that. The fan is made to work every time when it's closed, and every time when it's open, you're closing it because you don't want to lose. But this is halbitzah. Number four. I don't know if you remember, but the yeshiva bachim know that you buy these fridges here in the yeshiva, you know, the second hand, third hand, right? It starts to get full with ice, right? All over the place. And then, like, all of a sudden, you only have a place, mamish, put a finger inside. That won't happen, yeah? Why in the house it doesn't happen so much ice? How the fridges in the house know not to get full with ice? What is the secret? Why the old freezers get full with ice and the new fridges no ice? So it's also to do with the fan, but the fan was not enough to take care of it. So why? What is the pshat? The answer is, they realize with the years, chochmah b'goyim timing, the freezers are getting full with ice. They did a zach that is called non-frost. Non-frost is, inside the freezer is wires, like you have, you know, in a kettle when you make hot water, you have at the bottom like something hot. You have coals, wires that could become red and hot, that they go around the freezer, and they give shots of heat, and they melt the ice. So the freezer itself stays cold. The ice that starts to stick to the sides gets hot. So he doesn't stick. Every new fridge and freezer has a non-frost system inside. In my fridge, my house, and the freezer, we checked, they had a non-frost. My freezers, actually, they didn't have the cheaper ones. Now, how the non-frost knows to work? Yeah. And here it's a very delicate thing. If it works too much, we'll burn the fridge. It's a lot of chokhmah in it. It's a couple ways. The normal way, Neretz Yisrael, I'll tell you in a second, in America it's a little bit different. The computer-wise, if the machine works, every 6 hours, if compressor working, I mean, how you have ice inside? The machine makes the air cold, and it's ice. Every 6 hours of working, it gives a shot of non-frost. So, for example, if your door is open and it will work for 5 hours straight, after 6 hours straight, it will give. When the fridge is closed, somebody said no more air coming in, the compressor is not working, there's no ice happening. So, it only worked over 24 hours, 3 hours, the non-frost didn't go out. The more hours you open it, non-frost goes on more, quicker. So, when you open the door, and you causing the motor to start to work quicker in another half an hour, so it means that you causing it in 2 hours, non-frost will go on. Again, your fridge is off. Non-frost will go on. So, but if you will not open the fridge, the machine will start to work only in 2 hours, non-frost will go on in 3 hours. You open the door, the machine starts to work right away, non-frost starts to work in an hour. So you made not for us to work in an hour. Yom Chal Shabbos. Subsecration de nichalei, because you are causing the hat ear. Again, maybe subsecration de nichalei. You're causing none for us to start to work. So while you are causing none for us to start to work, you are causing a chilul Shabbos. And I say Pshamazalman said that he's only matir because maybe electricity chazanish, but none for us is electricity that goes into a wire that gets red. It's called mavir. Mavir abateches. The kulam, like putting on a light, is called mavir. When something, a wire goes in and it becomes warm, like a fire, it's called mavir. The mele here is no heter of Shlomo. So the etzem, a person that has a non-frost system, cannot open the fridge when it's not working. Cannot help open the fridge when it's not working. Now, Lemoshel, in a lot of the fridges in America, I just managed to get yesterday from Big Technology there, it doesn't work 6 hours of working. The non-frost counts the times that you open the door, because it's more, really makes more sense that it's totally in the times that the door is open, that ear came in, because the ear is the one that freezes, and he counts them. Normally it's not through the little button. Most of them is like through electric eye or something like that. And then he puts on, so every time that you open it, you're making the non-frost to go on. So even if it's a grome, but you're doing a melacha. So while you're doing a melacha in Shabbos, it's also to do it in Shabbos. So we have again, when there's a light on, it's also. When there's no light, old fridges, Rabban, Rav Moshe Asers, Rav Shlomo Zalman was matir. Even if someone wants to be soy behind the head of Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'll ask Yochid, if the Rebbe, I'm also soy behind him. But as Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman was not matter if a fan will go on. Shemazalman was never matter if none for us will go on. But this is not a major problem. The biggest problem is all of the new fridges today, say a lot of them, most of them, don't work anymore in a mechanic way. They have a smart car, they call it. Maybe it's a different name, if you know a better name for it.
Good.
Shaif is the right thing. Sounds good, doesn't help. What happened is, today, sometimes your machine doesn't work. You go to the company, you call a technician, he says, yeah, no, the card of the machine is not good. And then everything is electronic. Every fridge has a smart card. Dear Be'etzim is the neshama of the fridge. Now, Lemoshel, there's no more thermostat that works in the old way. When you open the fridge, it's a digital system. He knows everything what happens in the fridge. He knows how it's cold, hot. When you open, now the way it works is a lot of chokhmah in it. There's a lot of chokhmah in it. There's a lot of little wires. You have to understand that these wires, in 1 inch, they have millions of little wires and options of different circuits. It's millions of options. Now, as numbers, when it's cold a little bit, is a number 235. A little bit more is 236, 337, 338. It comes to the number 222, it puts on the cold. When the number by him changes, now, in some fridges, the bigger ones, you might see it written down outside. Right? You can go big companies, big room, freezer rooms. You have outside digital numbers to tell you the cold, the heat. But even the ones that you don't see it written down, in that little card, everything is written down the whole time. Every opening of the door, every closing of the door. And he tells the fridge, it's cold, make cold air. Stop. Work. Everything goes through him. He gets, when you open the door, you cause a writing inside him to write, now this is the temperature, work. This is the temperature, the Hainu, I'll explain it. Azevi the Goenstein, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world once. Every minute he creates the world. We say it every day in Davening. המחנש מתורי בכל יום תמיד מייסה בראשיס כאומר לאויסה אוירים גדולים not לאויסה המחנש מתורי בכל יום תמיד מייסה בראשיס כאומר לאויסה אוירים גדולים not שאוסה אוירים גדולים. The same thing here. It's not that the fridge works. Every minute he gets a message work. דהיינו, the machine needs to get a code every minute, every billion of a minute to work. When that card gets raised, the fridge stops to work. And every time he gives him, now it's number 225 is a reason to work, 2256 is a reason to work, 2257 is a work, 2258, he stops to work. It's not like in a thermostat, closer, 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 stops. It goes on. Goes closer, on. Wider, on. Smaller, stops. Here, you're right, but it'll be a bigger number, it will stop the machine. Or open the machine. It'll be a smaller number cold, it will stop the machine. A bigger number, it will start the machine. But this is the way it works. Now, the Metzius is, and all these new fridges, so some of them have really dinical writing outside. So I'm not going now if it's called Koisif or if it's not called Koisif. But Be'emes, when you open the fridge, you're causing different circuits. That numbers that you see outside, how it knows that it's 2256, 2257, it's no temperature. How he knows, the whole time you see little numbers jumping. When you speak in the tape, you see this yellow things jump the whole time, yeah? Right? It's not the pshat that something there, the more you speak, the more yellow goes up. The more you stop to speak, yellow goes down. It's millions of little circuits of electricity. There's more power when you talk, more of them on, you see more light. Less of them on, and the circuits the whole time switch from one to the other. So Be'etzem, if you don't hold a Reb Shem Zalman, that it's not called Boine, every opening a fridge that has a card, you're making a change in the circuits of the electricity circuits that around this thermostat that is called the dinical, they call it aragash. It's different ways how it works. It's the idea of the new thermostat, just that you'll have a little bit of asaga, is what they do is it's not like the old days. If you went once to school, you'll understand it. You have two wires, right? So we said in the old days you had a piece of metal here. When it's cold, so there's no circuit. When it's big, they call it a mechanic thermostat. No, nothing, no electricity. In our days, they don't have these anymore. In the new fridges, a lot of them, they have a piece of material that the wires are connected to both sides of the piece of material, and the middle is the piece of material. Now that material, lamazogim, is a material that is made out of titanic. Now, lamazogim is a kind of metal, it doesn't make a difference the name, it could be a piece of wood, or stuff. Now, that thing, everything in the world passes electricity. Everything. Some things pass it quicker, some things pass it slower. When it gets colder, the electricity goes either quicker or the slower. When it gets hotter, that kind of piece, that is, love is all, well, you take a piece of wood. Wood is a very schwach pass as electricity. When the wood is cold, it goes a little bit better. When the wood is hot, it goes slower. So they put such a piece. I know what will happen now. When it gets colder, the wood starts to get, so electricity starts to run quicker. There's another circuit that knows that electricity is passing quicker. When electricity is passing quicker, that circuit makes another circuit. He has time to make another circuit. That circuit, when he goes quicker, he touches the button that tells me that is the temperature changed, that makes the temperature to change. Meaning to say, in the old days, it was two wires, the hot air came in, it went up, the cold air. Today nothing changes. That material just realizes cold or hot. Now he doesn't tell me nothing. But when it gets colder, the electricity starts to run. When the electricity starts to run, he has more electricity, so he could drip to the sides. When he drips to the side, more circuits start to come out. So that circuits cause a reaction that we have bigger numbers, because more electricity is going out. The more numbers in the car that we have, oh, it got very cold, because a lot of numbers. The car tells the machine, stop. The machine stops, it starts to get warmer. Less electricity goes. So less circuits come. Less circuits come, so the numbers in the car get lower. So when it gets to a low number, the car tells the machine, start. This, I'll call it the regel achas. Yeah, b'meile, they claim miyad when you open the fridge, you are every time you're changing circuits of electricity. So in a way, it's a bigger from a grommet because it happens miyad. By Reb Shlomo Zalman was hot air comes in. Eventually, it will spread and spread and spread, and electricity will start to run. Here, in the minute they test it. And the minute you open the fridge, that piece of material already has a difference. You're right, it has a difference of 0.00001. But again, for 0.0001 and hundreds of millions of little electricity running away, it's already an identical number, and it's already one change. It doesn't make a difference. It's like when you talk a little bit, you see that little things in the tape recorder run up and down, yeah? And they could make a huge tape recorder that will be a billion times to divide it. Because the numbers of electricity is so much. They explain to me, it comes to billions when you start to divide them. B'meile, Reb Nissim Karelitz and Reb Arav Osner and more people, they hold that it's a Chil Shabbos D'Oraisa to open such a fridge. So now, where are we holding? We're holding like this. When you open a fridge, Reb Aaron and Reb Moshe said that it's awesome. Reb Shlomo Zalman was matir. Now, so we have a Das Yochi that is matir, and Klal Yisrael relied on that Das Yochi. He relied on the Das Yochi. And the minute that we have fans, none for us, and identical thermostats with smart cards that make this whole difference, the Mele, how I can be said by Reb Shlomo Zalman to open? Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Tshuvas, writes down at the bottom is a star. V'kol ze b'mekarer, that I pictured to you how it works. But if it changes, I'm not writing my Tshuva. This is the reason he gave Akdome how it works. He said, I'm writing on this kind of fridge. But the fridge is a different fridge, and then I'm not talking. B'mele, they came and they claimed there is no way to open a fridge. Not only that, they tied it that in the ones that have a card, even when it's working, you cannot open it because you're changing the circuits. It's not only you leave. In the old days, there was a thermostat. This is their chumra. In the old days, there was a thermostat. So when it's wide and I'm opening, I'm just not letting it to string back, right? You don't want it to shrink. It's big. The metal was hot. He spread in between. It's gas. Doesn't make any difference. It connected the circuit. I'm leaving it hot. More hot. More hot. Stay hot. I'm closing the window. But in our days, that even when it's running, when you open it, already it starts to change. Maybe it's a psikreishu de lo nichalei. But it's a meloche. Maybe it's a psikreishu de lo nichalei. But you're changing the circuit. So we made it the heter when it's running to leave it open, to open it, lefi derech cheshbon doesn't exist. This is called today Mishmeres HaShabbos. It's a company. Mishmeres HaShabbos. That they're trying now to force in the ganze Welt that Klal Yisrael will stop the Mechal Shabbos. Klal Yisrael will stop the Mechal Shabbos. So what is their answer? So I had to speak this week in the Yachikali. So this was 10 minutes of the drosha there. because they're learning the sugya, so it's easy to speak about it quick. So the shayla is, what do you do? What do you do, lebaisa? So again, if you have your old fridges, I think in the yeshiva here, most guys have bought their fridges. I don't think a bit the light is not on and there's no fan. But again, no light and a fan doesn't help. If you don't find a button to put down on the fan, you can't open it. So what do you do? So Lama Eibzachon first, someone that, I know now it's the day before Shabbos, yeah? So not everyone here will manage to fix it. And not everyone in America will manage to fix it before Shabbos. We'll have houses. So what do you do? Deval, for this Shabbos, not the Mechal Shabbos, yeah? You don't have to open the fridge. Say that. It's also so you put a Shabbos clock on, and you make it to go off, and you open it when it's off. You make it to go on for half an hour, go off for half an hour, on for half an hour, off. So when it's off, nothing happens.
Because the hot air is going.
No, but the Metzius is when the fridge goes off for half an hour. Every time it will go on after it. The fridge, the materials of the fridge is, you make it 50 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, it needs every time a little bit neshimas. So maybe it will go on because of you. Because of the Shabbos clock anyways. So maybe you're allowed to. And even without that you're allowed to, because then you would have Rav Shimon Zalman Auerbach. That is matter you to open when it's off. So if you didn't manage to do something before Shabbos, you had a Shabbos clock. This company that is called Mishmeres HaShabbos, Poch Hoshev Tamin HaChorim, all of the Gedoyim and Atzis Tzorah Maskim, Ale, from side to side, here, Eilu Ve'eilu Moedim here, yeah, everyone is Maskim. That is a problem. So they made this company, you call them up. They check what you have. Now, the mile is that the new fridges that have the card, the non-frost, everything works through the card. The button, the light, everything is through the card. They connect to the card. I forgot to bring it. They gave me a model. I just forgot to bring it with me. Let me go home today. That what they do is, why some people don't like to put a Shabbos clock on? Because they claim that it breaks the fridge. On and off and on and off. And also, when it's off, then I have to open it. It's a kind of headache. They do before Shabbos, they connect to the card two scents. Two kind of, the same kind of materials. That what they do is, one of them has a tchuna to make that little piece in the card to tell them that it's very, very cold. So everything goes on. One of them tells them it's very, very hot. It goes off. So half an hour he tells them it's very, very cold. Then he tells them it's very, very hot. Very, very cold, very, very hot. So that, in the minute that you do that, the card doesn't read anymore nothing from all the systems. And one little connecting, he starts to read from somewhere else. So the doors don't open in the new place. The fan, nothing. Now, why even all the companies were masking to it? Samsung, everyone is masking to it. Why? Because they say like this. When a person plays with a Shabbos clock, they don't like it. Because the guy in Japan that planned the fridge says, you're spoiling my fridge, closing it, opening it. But when you cheat the card, then it's very good. The guy in Japan told the fridge, when it's cold, work. When it's hot, stop. When it's cold, work. When it's hot, the fridge is up to, he's very strong in the fridge. You can do that every time. Cold, work. Hot, no. Work, yeah. Up and down. When you close the machine and open it, you're breaking the machine. But when you're cheating him that it got cold already, and then it stopped becoming cold, the machine is not breaking. It doesn't come. The companies are masking to give the guarantee on the machine with using the piece. It doesn't spoil nothing in the machine. so you can open when it's closed, when it's open. And what they're planning to do, hopefully they will have it till Pesach, that, you know, you order them, cost how much it costs to put it in, but they put a little battery inside, and it's for 28 years, that's already Masudr, Shabbos and Yom Tov, he already shot. You don't have to take care of it. They come, they put it in, before Shabbos goes on, goes off, it's Masudr. You don't have to change, you don't have to know. Change all of that, all of that.
What?
2 days? 7.
Every year it changes when they want to change the extra hour.
Oh, you know, it's all it changes when they change. In America, it's Kavod the date. But it's all every year. The government decides different days to change out. But the truth is, they change the hour, it doesn't change Shabbos, only if you become Shabbos early. Shabbos stays the same time. I'm telling you, you can change your time. So the guys are making early Shabbos. We already spoke against early Shabbos anyways, so we don't have a problem with these people. But this is bad, Sam. But I'm saying, it's easy to get up after Shir today and say, okay, I said, it's also easy not to keep Shabbos. This is legit to goofy Shabbos, and there's no way to run away from this problem. There's no way to go away from this problem. I know, I had a suffix not to say this year, because could be if people don't know about it, they call it Misasik. Could be they call it Misasik. What? I said, I'm now discussing it. I'm discussing now if to make a mechor or not. So Avada, Misasik is the Isra Darabonon, and you have to say, like people eat in hotels, even if it's Isra Darabonon, you have to tell them not to eat there, yeah? You can't say Isra Darabonon, I will let you to eat Isra Darabonon. But the shaila is, when someone doesn't know, could be it's called Misasik. Not everyone agrees that it's called Misasik. Some people say Misasik is, you lean on the wall, the light goes out, puff. So some hold in Shabbos, Misasik is Muta. Misasik is Muta. We pass in Misasik and Shabbos is also. We pass in Misasik and Shabbos is also. So basically it's also to open even if you don't know about it. But could be it's even worse. Sometime, when a guy goes in the car, he says, I didn't know there was melachas when I drive the car. I didn't know. Don't tell me how the car works. I'm driving. Well, you understand that things are happening, yeah? Not everything you could call Misasik. You know you're opening a fridge is a system. You don't know exactly what and how. But you don't think. So I'm saying, you're right, all these things of the fans and these things a lot of people never knew. But again, it's the Isra de Rabbono. But Lemaisa, now all of you know about it. And Bemele is a mitzvah lefalsim. I forgot to bring with me his number and his email. It's all the things you can get hold of these information. They have it in English and Hebrew. They have it in all over. It's not so known because they don't have a lot of money. And these people are managing Hashem Shomayim. There's no one making money here. You know, they said once that they came over to the Rosh Hashiva, Agoyen Agodol, Rav Shteyman, and they told him on one of the big koilalim that the guy, he does Hashem Shomayim. 5% is L'Shem Shomayim, and 95% is doing it for his own covet. So Hashem said, I such chaval. If you would do it completely for his covet, it would be much better. Yeah? It would be matzliach much more. Chaval, he's doing it to have L'Shem Shomayim. If you would do it for him, it would be much more atzlocha. You're right, because there's no business involved here, so no one puts up signs, and no one's matorah to let everyone to know. The badats, for example, are not masking to mefalsim it till the idea of fixing the cars will be available to everyone. They want the devil, people that know about it, to make a tumult, and then people will be stuck. Want to do Shabbos. But we're the B'nai, we're the Shemra Shabbos. So there's Hashem, you know, Kal Yisrael Hashem to Shabbos, Mashiach will come. There's more protein, but we'll stop here.